Hello everyone, I hope you all have enjoyed this holiday season, and as we have entered into a new year and everyone is going back to school and work and back to their normal responsibilities, I would like to share with us a message from Scripture that I believe equips us with what we need to grow in our faith and our obedience and maturity in Christ in this upcoming year. The message will be from Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 17. Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 17. And I would like to read our text together as we begin. Now this I say, and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them. Due to their hardness of heart, they have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greed, to practice every kind of impurity. But this is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. Have you ever noticed that you can oftentimes tell a lot about someone by the clothes that they wear? And when I say this, I'm not talking about in a worldly, materialistic sense. I'm not talking about judging people off of the designer clothes they wear or how expensive clothes they wear. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about in a very practical sense, the clothes someone wears oftentimes can tell us a lot about who they are, what they do, where they're going, what their interest might be. So for example, if you see someone wearing scrubs, you can safely assume that they are either a nurse or someone who works in a medical field. If you see an individual wearing flip-flops and a Hawaiian shirt, you can conclude that they are probably going to the beach. If you see someone who's wearing a sports jersey of a professional or college team, you can probably assume that they are a big sports fan, and the jersey or hat they're wearing is that of their favorite team. See, these are just a few examples, but we could think of many, many more. So it's no wonder that when we look here in Ephesians chapter 4, we see that Paul uses the clothes as a illustration to help us understand how we should be living as those who are in Christ, as those who are Christians. When he talks about the status of those who are not in Christ, he says in verse 17 that they walk in the futility of their minds. He says in verse 18, they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their hearts. They, verse 19, they have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greed, and to every kind of impurity. Paul, talking about the Gentiles who do not know Christ here, are saying they are alienated from the life of God. Their understanding is marred and it is impure. And he says their lives are callous. They have become numb to sin, and it has taken over their lives in the form of sensuality, greediness, and impurity. But Paul makes it clear in verse 20 that this is not the way you learned Christ. And he says in verse 21, assuming that you've heard about him and were taught in him as the truth that is in Jesus. And then he goes on in verse 22 to tell us the truth that has been proclaimed about Jesus. So we learn that here, what is about to be said here in verse 22 is something that is essential, something that is at the core of what it means to be in Christ and what it means to be obedient to the teaching of Christ. And he said, what is it he says in verse 22? To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. This idea to put off the old self and to put on the new is a word that is also used in reference to clothing. The idea being here that before we are a Christian, we belong to our, that, excuse me, before we become a Christian, we are, belong to our old self that is controlled in the same way that Paul describes the Gentiles here who don't know Christ. We have hard hearts. We are alienated from the life of God. We are taken over by every kind of impurity. But we learn that something that is central to being a Christian, something that is central to the teaching about Jesus, is that when we come, when we place our faith in Christ, we are baptized into Him, that we are to put off our old self. That the life that we have after we become a Christian should look radically different than the life we had before we became a Christian. And he gives us the reason why in verse 22 that we are to put off our old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. The reason we seek to put off our old way of life before knowing Christ is because Paul teaches us here that our old way of life is corrupt, it's dangerous, and it's deceitful, because we know that sin is destructive and deceitful in its nature. So the idea here, when we think about the clothing illustration, is that our old self represents these old, dirty, raggedy clothes that we were wearing. And when we become a Christian, it becomes our responsibility to take off those clothes. But he goes on to teach us that it doesn't end here. In verse 23, he says, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. We misrepresent the gospel and what it means to be a Christian when we only think of it in terms of what not to do. The Bible does teach us quite a lot about things that we ought not to do, things that aren't fitting for the people of God to take part in. But the Bible also talks equally or even more about what we should be doing. It's not enough just to stop doing what's bad, but we must actively be pursuing what is good. That we must replace what is bad and sinful and corrupt within us with what is good, what is righteous, and what is holy in the eyes of God. So the idea is we take off our old old clothes that belong to our sinful self, and we put on the holy, the righteous, and the godly clothes that belong to our new self in Christ. So what would it look like if every single day when we woke up, we intentionally and prayerfully decided that we are going to seek to put off any thought, any attitude, any behavior that belongs to our old self, and we're going to seek to put on the things of God, to replace our sinful attitudes and mindsets and behaviors and replace them with those thoughts, attitudes, and behaviors that are of God, that reflect His likeness. This is what it means to truly be in Christ, and this is what it means to live like a Christian, to surrender to ourselves, to die to ourselves, to continually be examining ourselves, to put off anything that is ungodly, and to seek to be renewed, to replace those things with what is good and what is of God. And here in verses 25 through 32, we see that Paul gives us a list as to the types of things we should be seeking to put off and the types of things we should be seeking to put on. And we're not going to go through this passage and break it down verse by verse, but we are going to read through it together once and really listen to what is taught here. And notice that every time Paul gives us something to put off, he then tells us the appropriate thing to put on instead. And just think about how you can be implementing these things in your life. Ephesians 4, starting in verse 25. Therefore, having put away all falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up, as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Think about what difference it would make in our lives if we continually went back to this passage here in Ephesians 4, 25 through 32. We examined our lives to identify any areas which we are still living like our old self, to repent and to put that behavior or that attitude or that mindset off and to seek to replace it with that which is good and that which is of God and that which belongs to our new self in Christ. As we said at the beginning, the clothes we wear oftentimes signals to the world what we do, what our interests are, and where we are going. So in our lives as Christians, wouldn't it be wonderful if we presented ourselves to the world in a way that we were so committed to putting on the new self, which is found in Christ, that all who look upon our lives could tell to whom we belong, to what our main interest is, and to where we are going. That our lives signal unapologetically that we belong to Christ, and that allegiance that we have to Him affects every other aspect of our lives. How we talk, how we speak, how we spend our time, what our interests are, and so on and so forth. Let this be our goal as we are entering into this new year, to daily seek to put off the old clothes of our old self and to put on the new clothes of our new self in Christ in order that He might be glorified. May the Lord bless us and keep us. Thank you.